Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Skip Miller back on the show. Skipper is back, folks. Skip is the president and the founder of M3 Learning, one of the top sales and sales management experts in the world, founder of the Advanced Sales School, published the author of two important books, actually several important books, including Proactive Selling and Proactive Sales Management, and Selling Above the Line. He's our good friend, Skip. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure, especially at this time of day here in California, where the sun's not even up yet.
And I didn't say, stop whining, Skip. It doesn't become you. I said the book wrong. Selling Above and Below the Line, Convince the C-Suite, Win Over Management, and Secure the Sale. Skip, if you're through whining, we'll go to work now. Is that all right with you?
It's always a pleasure, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. Folks, you can tell we've known each other a long time. Hey, Skip, I know it's not – we're still in the second quarter, but it's not too early to start thinking about what our customers are working on for the second half, is it?
Jim, right now, if you would imagine, most companies – and your listeners – sell to businesses. I mean, some are B2C, but many sell B2B. Right now, most companies are making mid-year corrections. You know, it's May. They're getting their numbers from the first half of the year. And the world's divided up into winners and losers. And the winning products, the winning organization, the winning things are getting more research, more budget, more money. Mm-hmm. And products or initiatives that aren't doing well are getting cut. So let's take a typical company where the product A, initiative B, and initiative C are doing really well. Hey, guys, you're our choice for the second half of the year. Here's more budget, more funding. Go make it. So they got to spend the money now to make sure that they get the results they want for the second half of the year. So this is a perfect time of the year to prospect as a buyer wants to buy by saying, hi, my customer. As you look at the second half of the year, you're probably investing in certain areas. We can help you. They got money, and they're going to spend it.
Right.
So this is a perfect time to prospect.
Also, meanwhile, in simultaneous with all that, is you've also got some customers who are on the losing end, maybe no fault of their own. They just the company's got a new sheriff in town, a new focus, and you got to make sure you don't continue to ride a horse that's not going to make it to the finish line.
Jim, you're exactly right. The whole winners and losers thing is mid-year. Hey guys, we've been funding you guys for the first half of the year. It isn't going well. Change your strategy. So these people get to huddle up and go, oh my gosh, we got to do something different because what we've been doing the first half of the year hasn't been working.
Well, and here's another thing that happens. You get customers begin buying from you in the first of the year, and you start annualizing that in your activity, right? You start thinking, okay, this is going to happen all year long. And as you said just now, the company comes back and says, hey, we just turned off the faucet. Well, your annualizing fantasy just went through the roof, went through the basement, I should say.
Sure, that renewal, that churn, you know, your expectation that we're going to be, you know, get $1,000 a month for 12 months, all of a sudden just went away. Touch your customers. Mid-year, May, June, is a perfect time to touch your customers and prospects going, hey, you know, I'm sure there's different things out there. Something's happening. You know, you're really doing well in certain areas. You're not. Time for us to chat is perfect because, Jim, at the end of June, they've already spent the money or launched the new initiative, and they don't need you anymore. So May, June is a perfect time. We call it the buyer's calendar. May, June is the perfect time. And this being, you know, May's, you know, right around the corner, this is the perfect time to start prospecting.
Well, I remember when I first started focusing on B2B way back after I left retail, when I had to realize how the cycles went. And that when I can remember, you know, in fact, I've worked on a project in the last 10 years where we had to start the process 5 years before we were going to make the sale.
Yeah.
And because of the way the regulations were, the way different things were, and it took five, you know, we watched that all the way down to the end there on the fifth year. Hey, hold on to that thought. M3learning.com is still right.
M3learning.com. You got it.
All right, so check it out, folks. That's Skip Miller's website. He and I will be right back. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.